This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, September 9th. Well, cattle markets yesterday getting some buying strength early in the session, and it held strong throughout the day, which was encouraging to see. Markets kind of pulling away from that small trading range basing pattern that we've been in over the last week or so. Cash trade last week did see just some slight pressure. The Fed trade around 103 on the average. That was down 2 from the previous week, but still up 1 from a year ago. Dress trade around 163, down 3.5 from the previous week, and down 2 from a year ago. Dressed weights, 835 pounds. That was unchanged on the week. It's still up 17 from a year ago. Steer prices at 146 in the Southern Plains. That's down 4 from the previous week. No comparison to a year ago. Rib primals at $373. That was down 3 on the week and up 9 from last year. 90% trimmings at 225, down 1 on the week and up 1 from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter running 4.4% behind last year. Cow slaughter down 0.8%. Dress weights are up 2.8%. So beef production is down just 1.8% over last year. The box beef values yesterday were lower. Choice was down 103 at 225. Select down 84 cents at 208. The spread was up 19 cents at 1636. Movement 130 loads. Feeder cattle index sitting at 140.91. That's up 186 from the previous day. And the front month September futures are at 138.95. So about $2 discount to the cash trade. So that'll obviously help support the market. As we head into expiration in just a couple weeks, obviously you're going to want to see that they're going to have to converge. So we're seeing the index pull up, and that's obviously allowing some more enthusiasm or more confidence to the bulls as far as buying the feeder cattle futures. We are seeing still a bit in this marketing hole that was created from very low placements in March and April. But as we work our way through September, in particular get into an October and beyond, we're going to see a lot more available numbers to the market. And the question, of course, and we've been talking about this every day, but is demand going to be good enough to absorb the extra beef supply, especially if weights continue to be heavier than a year ago like they are, significantly heavier for that matter, is you're going to see beef production really start to ramp up here over the next few months. And the question is, can you absorb it? The economy seems to be okay, considering you're still at, 8.5 to 9% unemployment. How do you reconcile that with, beef prices staying where they're at? So something's, I think, going to give. And my guess is to the downside. We had a rally up into August instead of a sell-off, so your seasonals have kind of been inverted. And again, you had a marketing hole, a huge one, but that's going to get filled here pretty soon. And I think you're going to have to see an increase in demand to absorb that, and I don't see that happening. At the same time, exports have been sluggish as well. Even with the cheaper dollar, we just haven't been able to move. We're moving half the quantities of beef that we were just a few months ago. So that's obviously a huge drop. It's not a deal breaker when it comes to the beef market, but it certainly helps kind of, pull off some of that extra beef. And as we head into the fall and winter with more beef production ahead of us, or an increase in beef production ahead of us, larger exports would definitely help. So that's kind of where we're at. I think the market is found a good basing pattern. We're bouncing off of decent support levels. I look for the markets to have about another $5 bump here in feeders, get back up to that gap from mid-August, which is also the July swing high. So there's plenty of resistance at around the 145 on the October and the November feeders. And I would expect the market to be able to get there, but have trouble moving beyond that. In live cattle, when you're looking at the Octobers, that takes you up to around, the 107.5 area. So that's still another $2 to $3 above where we are. And I think that's doable. More than that gets to be a little iffy, I think, just from the way I see this thing playing out. If you have any questions, just give me a call, 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.